Naturbüro Ambassador. Ambience. Sunday, May 30th, 2021, 8:52 a.m., Stadtpark Gelsenkirchen. At the monument commemorating the victims of National Socialism. In the background, a high-voltage pylon surrounded by greenery, flowers, and trees. A few joggers and people out walking. Ambient sound.
Ja, man sieht hier, wie menschliches Leben auf Natur trifft und wie sich das ineinander verzahnt.
Here you can see how human life meets nature and how they are interwoven and intermeshed with one another. And you can see that very well here because nature is also allowed to simply exist. After all, we're in a municipal park where people want to have nature around. And I think this park has been quite successful because it has this serenity that nature gives us. But you can also see that we are located in a densely populated area, that there are also technical structures here, like this electrical pole. But you can see that culture is present here too, as with this monument. It is a very intermeshed location between nature and human activity. And I think you can relax and unwind pretty well here. You're not lonely. You're not out in the desert or in a wild forest. And anyone who goes for a walk here every day will soon have their feathered friends, because they'll know the song thrush always sings there in its maple tree. The blackbird always walks around on the grass in the front. You can observe the cycle of growth and decay in the plants as they bloom, produce seeds, and then either wither away or hibernate. They develop very different strategies. And you don't have to travel very far. You don't have to travel to South America or South Africa or anywhere else. You can experience nature very well here.
Nach Südafrika fahren oder nach Südamerika oder sonst wohin, man kann Natur hier auch ganz gut erleben.
Vögel sind der auffälligste Teil der Natur. Sie sind
Birds are the most conspicuous part of nature. They're ubiquitous, like plants. But unlike plants, they move, they make themselves noticed, they fly, they swim, they sing. We hear them even when we're not paying attention to them.
Umwelt. Das klingt so, als ob die Natur etwas ist, was unabhängig von uns existiert. Also etwas anderes.
Environment or surroundings. That sounds as if nature is something that exists independently of us.
Wir wissen zwar, dass sie da ist.
So it's something different, an opposite.
Und die Vögel sind aber.
And often we don't even notice it anymore. We know that it's there, but we don't pay attention to it. But the birds are the ambassadors between this environment, which is actually a shared environment, and us. Every day they remind us again that we are also part of nature ourselves. In the spring, they do this primarily with their singing. It wakes us up in the morning, usually before sunrise, and accompanies us throughout the day.
Durch den ganzen Tag begleitet.
And the beautiful, maybe even the magical thing about birds is once you start observing them and listening to them more closely, when you turn your attention to them regularly for a couple of weeks, then sooner or later you'll notice that you can't ignore them anymore. It's as if the birds themselves are making sure that we don't lose sight of them, that we don't stop hearing them. And once we've consciously registered that the birds are there, that they're everywhere, that they're beautiful, that they're singing, that each one is different, once you've registered that, then a landscape without birds would seem lifeless. As if you were to go outside and suddenly everything were in black and white.
Dann wird einem eine Landschaft ohne Vögel tot vorkommen. Also wie als ob man rausgeht und plötzlich ist alles schwarz-weiß.
Excerpts from a letter written in prison by Rosa Luxemburg. Franqui, May 2nd, 1917. My dearest Sonichka, do you remember how, in April last year, I called you up on the telephone at 10 in the morning to come at once to the botanical garden and listen to the nightingale, which was giving a regular concert there? We hid ourselves in a thick shrubbery and sat on the stones beside a trickling streamlet. When the nightingale had ceased singing, there suddenly came a plaintive, monotonous cry that sounded something like, click, 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 click. I said, I thought it must be some kind of a marsh bird, and Carl agreed. But we never learned exactly what bird it was. Just fancy, I heard the same call suddenly here from somewhere close at hand a few days ago in the early morning, and I burned with impatience to find out what the bird was. I could not rest until I had done so. It is not a marsh bird after all. It is a wryneck, a gray bird larger than a sparrow. It gets its name because of the way in which, when danger threatens, it tries to intimidate its enemies by quaint gestures and writhings of the neck. Now that I found out what bird it is that gave the plaintive cry, I am so pleased, as if someone had given me a present. You might write to Carl about it. He will like to know. You ask what I am reading. Natural science, for the most part. I'm studying the distribution of plants and animals. Yesterday I was reading about the reasons for the disappearance of songbirds in Germany. The spread of scientific forestry, horticulture, and agriculture have cut them off from their nesting places and their food supply. More and more, with modern methods, we are doing away with hollow trees, wastelands, brushwood, fallen leaves. I felt sore at heart. I was not thinking so much about the loss of pleasure for human beings, but I was so much distressed at the idea of the stealthy and inexorable destruction of these defenseless little creatures that the tears came into my eyes. I suppose I must be out of sorts to feel everything so deeply. Sometimes, however, it seems to me that I am not really a human being at all, but like a bird or a beast in human form. I feel so much more at home, even in a scrap of garden like the one here, and still more in the meadows when the grass is humming with bees, than at one of our party congresses. I can say that to you because you will not promptly suspect me of treason to socialism. You know that I really hope to die at my post in a street fight or in prison, but my innermost personality belongs more to my tomtits than to the comrades. With love, your Rosa.